Indigenous to Salvador, Brazil is the fighting form known as capoeira. From the outside, it might appear as an acrobatic dance or some sort of karate incorporating music and roundhouse kicks. The presentation is more theater than fighting to the outside observer. It is deceptively clever and excels at trickery. No mats are used here. This dance takes place on the streets. If you visit Salvador, it won't take you long before you stumble upon a capoeira circle or a roda. Citizens of all walks of life are welcome in these circles, wherever they form. Young women, older gentlemen, the inexperienced and experienced alike. The players sway back and forth, evading a variety of kicks with handstands and cartwheels. Little kids mimic the moves from the fighters from the sidelines. Musicians hand off instruments to another and jump into the center. The enthusiasm is unmatched, and the audience is quickly enveloped in the intensity of the martial art and the power of the music. While in Salvador, the Utah State University crew had the privilege of speaking with a local capoeira maestre, or master. Maestre Cabo Clino grew up and learned capoeira in Salvador and now teaches extensively in the United States. He spoke of the important role that capoeira has played in his life and in the lives of all Brazilians.
This for me is a capoeira.
For me, capoeira is deep meditation. It can bring you to a lot of things and bring people into your life. The same thing capoeira gave me, it gives to the kids in Brazil. Education, discipline, balance, respect. And I meet everybody, black, white, Indian, Jamaican. Because of capoeira, I am safe and I am happy. I teach because I want to share this.
By American standards, capoeira is an unusual martial art because it requires its practitioners to learn instruments alongside the techniques. Drums, tambourines, and iron bells accompany the singing and chanting of the audience. The star of the show, however, is a simple musical bow made of wooden wire called a berimbau. The berimbau has a distinctive sound that dictates the rhythm and speed of the players in the center of the circle. Maestre Cabo Clino gave us a first-hand look at how it's played.
This instrument here, it's called berimbau. The kind of sound, very primitive here.
Maestro Cabo Clino had much to say about capoeira, but he was adamant about cautioning us not to get caught up in what he calls tourist capoeira.
The wrong capoeira for me is when you follow the tourists, but many are involved in this tourism. So people start forgetting about their past. When you give up the past, it is difficult to bring it back, because in reality, it's forgotten. I think tourists want to know the truth.
The truth of capoeira is that it is a reminder of Brazil's difficult and complex past. It was developed by colonial slaves to look like a dance so that the slave masters would not know that they were learning self-defense. According to Cabo Clino, preserving primitive or traditional capoeira is important because it is such a fundamental piece of Afro-Brazilian history.
The true history is only found in primitive capoeira because it has the right philosophy. It accepts everyone, no discrimination. Contemporary capoeira confuses this idea. Everything is set up to sell. If people do not learn the traditional way of capoeira, the way it is supposed to be, then it stops being a martial art and it starts to become something less valuable.
In the end, Maestro Cabo Clino made it clear that to really understand the power of capoeira, you have to respect its history. You have to take the bad with the good. It is about making a deep connection with the past and bringing it forward. In essence, you have to make it your own. This is Breanne Charlesworth reporting from Salvador, Brazil, with Mikkel Law, Elizabeth Thomas, and Jason Gilmore for Utah Public Radio.
Roots of Brazil is made possible in part by our members and the USU Office of Global Engagement, providing services for international students and scholars and facilitating study abroad opportunities for students and faculty. Details at globalengagement.usu.edu.
Viva Yuka! You say, yeah, viva Yuka, camara. Yes, sabe joga, Yuka. Yeah, viva Yuka, camara. Yuka, Yuka, you say. Yeah, viva Yuka, camara. Então...